All right. Welcome, everyone. Namaste. I want to welcome you. I don't know how to turn it off, so we're just going to keep listening. We're going to join this journey as it is. So welcome, Akasha here, and we're going to dive directly into our journey today. In fact, it's already happening. So you feel that music? That's my Jaguar Shamanic Journey music, which we're going to offer. If you just like the music, I think it's about an hour. And the meditation takes you through, guided through the journey with Jaguar. But today we're doing the fire and light attunement. And I'm going to see if I can pause this. I love the music, but while I'm talking, it's very distracting. Ah, here we go. Yay. Okay. So I'll start that over actually in a minute. And first I want to welcome everyone. Namaste. And Akasha here from nanakasha.com. And this is Bliss Life, which was my podcast, is now a show because we're putting it on YouTube as well. And this is one of the lives. So I do live events throughout the year. And the fun thing is that we get to really tune into the moment. So I'm already in the moment. I know you are. We've been in this. This is August 12th. Of 2020. Very auspicious date, very auspicious year, and I want to honor you and thank you for being here, choosing to be here at this time, choosing to be on this planet at this time. So this attunement is all about your soul purpose. This attunement is all about aligning with your light, with your truth, okay? This attunement is all about having an opportunity to have within you the trust in every moment that you are on the right path and that you're tuning in so that you can be guided to be sure that you're on the right path, right? So what we want to do is to have inner trust and start listening to self more, start focusing on our energy and making it unequivocally, I don't even know if that was the right use of that word, like absolutely not an option to allow toxic energies into our field. So your entire light body, your entire field from your physical body, which is the densest of your bodies, but isn't actually form. There is no form. So it's all light and different patterns of light, very dense, like these stones, you know, that we have here. They're vibrating very slow. Doesn't mean they're not incredibly intelligent and have a lot of talents that they help us with. So like obsidian is obsidian. It's not trying to be citrine or smoky quartz or rose quartz or amethyst. It's not jealous that it isn't amethyst. It's not trying to shove itself into somebody else's idea of what life should be like. And that's what this breakdown is all about. Ultimately, you need to unplug from the distraction. So today we're going to take a little time together to travel into the other subtle realms and to meet ourselves and to experience what my guides told me is called the fire and light attunement. So I don't know exactly what we're going to do. We're going to tune in. I'm going to bring some Palo Santo and a little white sage. This is something called Transcendence Spray, and it's from Star Essences. Star is a lovely lady that we met in Arkansas when we did our crystal vortex retreat there. And there's so many crystals in the ground there that you just pick them up out of the ground. It's bizarre. and she makes these essences. She started with orchids from Peru. So they might resonate with you. This is called Transcendence Spray. So I'm going to be spraying this as well. I want us to really come in to the fact that there's no space. Okay, there's no distance between us. It's a perception. And in between my finger and your finger, wherever you are on the planet, there is perhaps perceived space, but there's energy because we're all part of the same fabric. It's like a carpet. Just because you're part of the carpet in the corner over there and I'm part of the carpet in the corner over here doesn't mean we're not all part of the carpet. Okay. So I want you to really let go and drop into the moment. And I know some of you are here while you have kids or while you have other things to think about. So do the best now. And then when you get the replay, do it again. Tomorrow is a very auspicious day. I was originally going to do it tomorrow. I love 13s. It's my birthday. But I would recommend to repeat it. Tomorrow would be a beautiful time. And for a few days, if you'd like, or any time that you want. Like I was saying, the purpose of 2020 and the next several years is going to be break down old structures, let go of form, let go of self-identity, let go of guilt, let go of obligations, let go of your self-image, let go of what you thought you were supposed to have, let go of your perceived failures and lack. Let all of these energies that you consider negative, right? These low states, shame and blame and guilt and fear and desired and just craving. You know, you see this masculine craving, tyrannical energy that we've been living within for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's not any one person's fault. That's the energy that we have created our societies around. It's not the energy that we can continue. So we want to resonate. You want to master your resonance. And when you think more positive, when you stop letting other people pull you into their drama story, when you say, no, that is not what's optimal for me, I'm sorry. And you stop worrying if it offends somebody, if it hurts someone's feelings, if they think you're weird. If you're like, and we all go through this, right? This is an unhooking from our families and our cultures, not from the people, not from love. This is moving more towards love, because the way that families and your family may be loving and beautiful, but in general, you know what I'm talking about, these dysfunctional patterns that we have in relationships, that we repeat in marriages, that we have with our children. We want to release the idea, the energies, the patterns from our bodies, our DNA, from our cells, from our mind, which is another one of your bodies. It has its own field. It's full of thoughts and beliefs. It's very dense. It's very convoluted. It has a lot of blocks and little dungeons and doors where you've locked your voice away or your power away or your fear of not everybody not liking you. You know, I know that I spent most of my life as a massive people pleaser and an overachiever. And there's some benefits to that. However, the underlying intention of doing it was to be accepted, to be approved of, to be liked, to be good enough to survive. Because at the bottom of it, whatever your story is, your life story, my life story, we all have similar patterns. I've seen it for decades working with people. And I see these patterns energetically now. And every time I like nearly die, like recently or something else, some a huge shamanic alignment or shift, we have another raising of our consciousness. And as we move up the scale, you get lighter. You physically feel less pressure. Your body heals of certain pressure, inflammation, different kinds of diseases or dysfunctions. Your mind lightens up. It's less worried. It doesn't get hooked into other people's dramas. It doesn't think over and over and over about something you saw in the news or something that's sad because there was an accident somewhere. These are natural reactions, but they're also programmed reactions. And when we feel pity and we feel anger and we feel blame and we feel fear and all the shit that's going on right now, and it is heavy. We are thick and heavy. We're like dragging through the sewer. Right? We're like, just dragging the heaviest, deepest, darkest energies, all of us, because it's been releasing for a while, right? We've seen the women's movement. We've seen the Black Lives Matter. We've seen, this has been going on for a while. We're lightening up and becoming more conscious and going, what are we doing? We can't do that anymore. We can't treat people that way anymore. You look at old movies or old TV shows. Wow. It's mind-boggling how inappropriate most of it is to our current mind. So today is an opportunity to feel like you're emerging from, I don't see him, Kukulcan. So the serpent, Quetzalcoatl, I don't say that very well, but more people know that name, the Aztec version of the Mayan serpent god. And, you know, the Egyptians and Indian, Hindu, and all, I mean, all the ancient cultures revered the snake. Why? Because they watched it shed its skin. Every time it outgrew itself, it just went, woo, it moved forward, but it moved like this. Or if you look at it this way, it moved like this. So we're going through ups and downs. This is the way sound moves. This is the way light moves. This is the way vibration moves, okay? And so you're not going to avoid going through the ups and downs or the breakthroughs or the illnesses. As you shed these layers of who you have thought you were, right? Who you have been being as, acting as, you're the main actor in your own story, your own movie. So whatever your story was and the patterns it put in place and the fears that you have and the other things where you feel really strongly a reaction, then you know that that emotion controls you. That emotion decides how you feel. That emotion determines how your day is going to go, what you're going to believe you can have, what you are then going to be aware of in your field as an opportunity. Because I can tell you 10,000,000% that there are opportunities all around you in your energy field that are ready and waiting like this here. But we're in a place of distracted by wearing a mask or blaming somebody or worried there's going to be a vaccine or wondering what we're going to do since Americans aren't allowed in anywhere on the planet right now except for three countries. Three. Okay. That's a little weird. Never happened in my life before. You can only go if you're an American to Mexico, the Dominican Republic, or Turkey right now. That's pretty bizarre. So we're having all of these energies, they're squeezing and they're forcing us to let go of how we worked before, how people went to school before, right? Everywhere you look, you can see the breakdown of the old structure. And then you're seeing more clearly, that's why this is called the age of transparency, through what you thought was a solid structure. Well, that's just the way schools are. Have schools been effective? Hell no, they're so ineffective. Online forums like this that teach have been so much more powerful, but we're just plodding along with the same old system that's removed all creativity and music and trying to force everybody to be a little soldier, just do what you're told. Well, the problem is we're up against the time where the energy in the planet and these cosmic energies that are coming in, and we have this Lionsgate every year. We have these eclipses in this season now in the summer every year. But this is 2020, and that's a kick your ass year, okay? So everything is attached to that. So when you follow the guidance, the pathway of the sacred serpent, and you go with the flow, and you shed the old, you let go of it, that's what we're going to do today with fire and with light and whatever else comes through. So if you want to take a moment now as we're going to start to go in a little bit more, I'll tune in, see who else wants to talk, what other things want to come through. But all you need to do is relax. So if you're not comfy, go lay down or sit in a comfy chair, turn your phone beepers off. By the way, I'm going to do that. And be somewhere that you can relax and start to tune into that rhythm. That we're in this pathway. You came on a roller coaster ride, right? You didn't remember that at first. You just thought, hey, can it just keep going up and up and up all the time? Can't my company grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow forever, more and more profits? No, because it doesn't follow any frequency or energy pattern in nature. Energy patterns go up and down. The real estate market goes up and down. The power of the dollar goes up and down, right? The seasons go up and down. So we've been living in this forceful male and masculine energy, and women and men have it. I'm not blaming men. This is masculine energy. Everybody has both, or you wouldn't be in a form, okay? But that's our perspective. And so it's been plan your life, know what you're going to do. Are you being practical? Being bullied by families, being bullied by doctors, being bullied by schools and institutions and friends. And it's just stunning when you really step back and look at, I just want to be myself and I want to be happy. And when I'm around these people, or when this topic is being talked about, or I'm forced to be in this place that doesn't feel good to me. If you don't like the mountains, don't go there, right? If you hate the beach, don't go there. You choose. But most people don't even know what they really want, what they would want without everyone else having told them what you should do, what you have to do, what would make you a good enough person. So the shoulds are gonna go today in the fire. So if you wanna start writing them down, if you wanna just sit down and start to feel that rhythm, I'm gonna go with the flow. I'm gonna follow that beautiful guide. And these sacred serpents were plumed or feathered. They had feathers on their heads. Why? Because feathers, headdresses, crowns, all these things we put here were halos, are represented of somebody who is enlightened, who has connected from their body to their spirit. We would call it from your crown to your soul star, where your higher self is. That's your 13th chakra. And what you're going to do is clear this up. But we've literally calcified, turned to stone our pineal. So our pineal glands, which is our receiver, okay, it is a spiritual gland out of many in your brain, right in the center there where the two sides connect, that create the all-seeing eye. And the all-seeing eye, which is, right, this is our version from Light Body School, but you're probably familiar with this. It's called the Wajet, and it represents the all-seeing eye from Egypt, from ancient Egypt. What's interesting is right here, this looks exactly like your brain if it was cut in half and looked at cross-section. So in here are your pineal, your pituitary, your corpus callosum, your medulla, your hypothalamus, your thalamus. They all represent those exact organs in your brain. And so they're literally saying, this is your all-seeing eye. This is Wajet. It's a vulture goddess. And she's like wearing a headdress or a crown. She's representing, you've grown your wings or your plumes back. You've connected to spirit. And this is another organ. And these two represent other things in Egypt and so on. So there's lots of symbology here. But this basically says your higher self, your spirit self, your soul blueprint, everything that you really are is coming down now. And it's going through your brain. And it's turning on all of these organs. And in here is your pineal. And your pineal flows with a golden liquid. It has crystals in it. It glows like eels underwater when you activate it. So all this work I do is always opening this. It's realigning this. And then you project out into the world your vision and create your reality. And this is, this is Nekhbet and this is Wajet. These are two goddesses. And this is, you always saw that snake on people's foreheads, crowns, kings, pharaohs, goddesses, and so on. Sometimes three in Egypt, India, sometimes they had seven. And again, so this is the wisdom of knowing how to shed and find your way back to spirit and then live in two worlds. So I want you to be thinking about, this is what you're doing. You're passing through portal after portal this year, and you're moving and you're reconnecting to the truth and opening up all of these centers in your brain, your inner eye, and then learning how to shed the old. So what you project into the world, the reality you create, is no longer controlled by old family beliefs or ancestral beliefs or cultural norms or anything that doesn't suit you. And if something suits you, live it. But it is the time of the soul awakening. It's the time of the individual spirit soul awakening. And that's what we're going to do today. Okay. Excuse me. Let me mute myself. yourself. All right, some lemon water there. All right, good. So different things come through now since my recent near-death thing. I have a thinner veil between me and the other realms, and I slipped into it on Friday night for 15 hours again and went through physical challenges, but sort of slipped right back out into those other realms, higher realms that I was living in for a while, for a week or two in beginning of July. And so I don't know what's going to come through. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've also had the Sirians, the blue people from Sirius, the star that we're aligned with, that this Lionsgate tunnel is all about, is these blue light. They bring blue light. It's one of the reasons I did this. And they bring blue indigo light. And so this is awakening this part here as well. They're our allies in ascension. And it's like right now they've opened a stairway or a tunnel between us for a few weeks, right? And then we reach that peak on Saturday. And then we're slowly now moving from these higher realms, all of these gifts of blue light that have been coming in. So first of all, I want you to just tune into fire. Okay. And like I said, feel free, close your eyes when you're ready and completely relax. But I am going to be sharing a few things on screen, and then it won't be exciting anymore anyway. So let me start the music again. Thank you. Welcome, fire. So everyone, you walked into an infinity healing chamber. And when you did that, oh dear, I don't know where it went. Ah, there it is. And I will tune you into that. Our infinity healing chamber is a safe space. So I want you to tune into that. Realize that when you entered the call, you came onto the threshold of the temple and the healing chamber. And now you're going to be entering the healing chamber. And I'm going to be doing some scrubbing with the rain stick. I'm going to be cleansing you with the Palo Santo and the Transcendence spray. And I'm going to be sharing light and fire. I have many, many crystals and tools, and we have Thoth and the Corn Maiden. These are the Atlanteans from Tula with the butterfly chest. This is Bast from Egypt, and we have obsidian and all kinds of different crystals. This is a Lemurian wand, very powerful right now to help us connect to the ancients with that had this wisdom. And of course, Jaguar, who was one of our main guides on Saturday. And citrine, if you can get a real citrine, they are stunning because they bring clarity. So we have that here and here. So all of these are conscious energies, and they want to be introduced just like a person if they were here. And the more that you tune into everything that we do and everything that I call on or acknowledge, the more you'll have an opportunity to receive messages, to feel what these conscious energies are offering you, because you're entering a healing chamber and it's between the worlds. And within this space, you feel light. It's easy to see what's old, to let go of the fear, to see the patterns. And all of these energies and entities, from the crystals to the light, to the guides, are going to be assisting me. I'm going to be doing light body work as well on you. So you're going to be having a light body attunement and cleanse. And then I'm going to guide us through this attunement. Okay, so let's begin. I love days like this. And next I get to do my light body school call, and it's just like I get to be in bliss all day. in another world. All right. Let's see if I can see how to start it over. Ah, here we go. All right. So, welcome. Relax. Take a couple of deep breaths and drop into the moment. Welcome to the fire and light attunement. Okay. I welcome you into this infinity healing chamber. Sacred fire representing divine light and the fire of your spirit and soul within you. Feel it and breathe it in. And with it comes the sun, the beautiful energies and light of the sun. I welcome you to the Infinity Healing Chamber. Above you, you see a golden cone of light, and below you, you see a golden cone of light. You feel that light beaming down onto you. And I welcome you with this transcendent spray. Feel it, the cool mist across your face. Now you see that as you enter this chamber, you are surrounded in the all-seeing eye, as if you are entering the center of your brain. Of your third eye and crown chakra. And in every direction, you can see clearly from so far around you. You feel and smell this warm Palo Santo smoke. It invites you to release the past, to let it all go. Say, yes, I am ready and willing. And yes, I am open and receptive to free myself, to release the past, the pain, the patterns, the programs, the parents, the lives, the agreements, the karmic knots, the attachments, the blocks, the obligations, the vows, all energies that vibrate below courage. I release and free guilt and shame and blame and grief and regret and fear and anxiety. Desire, craving, disappointment, anger, scorn, hatred. You now feel as if all around you there's light weaving back and forth and back and forth, allowing you to let go. The minute you free yourself, it releases you and grabs that energy and weaves it back to source. You now enter the center of the temple. You feel the enormous sphere of white light all around this entire chamber. The flower of life pattern glowing, shining 360 degree flower of life consciousness. I accept and enter infinity. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And relax. Take one last deep breath up through your nose. Feel it, look at the color. What's the quality of it? And it moves all the way through your crown and then begins a fountain of light down over you and through you. Let it go and accept. Trust. Transcend. Forget. Relaxing deeper and deeper into this moment. You feel the light gently moving through you. You sink into a golden bed of light. The golden bed of light holds you, holds to you, encompasses you. You are light. Soft and loving, you sink deeper and deeper into this light. Feel circles and circles of light forming into guides, the Light Body Council, animal spirit guides, ancient wise ones that are here just for you. The blue Syrians are guides of ascension. 13 beautiful glowing guides gather around you and activate your light body to your optimal speed at this time. Feel as if you're being lifted up, up, shedding weight, hooks, energies, the fire comes. The white fire burns away all that you have been training for and no longer need. You let it go and feel the violet flame. Pouring through you, the violet light of fire, the karmic transmuter. Offer it all that it wants to take. Free yourself now. Free yourself now. Free yourself now. I am the light. I am love. I am flow. I am infinite. I am that I am. EA. Escher. EA. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm open. I release. I reveal. All that I am, all that I was, all that I will be, I accept and align with my higher self. I am presence, body elemental, all lives parallel, past and interdimensional. The flame into this fresh, beautiful space. All around you, you see glowing, beautiful life, colored flowers, trees, floating and flying beings. Everything glows with a new essence. You can see the aura. You can perceive the energies. It's almost like you can hear their heartbeat, their truth, this beauty glows, and you feel now yourself glowing. Glowing and emanating layer after layer after layer of light. Feel yourself choose and your energy expand, reaching out like flame, glowing, illuminating, and growing. You look with your inner eye and you see your body. You see the glow around your arms and your fingers. You see the light coming from your heart, your belly, your feet. Watch your light body as it glows and begins to merge with these glowing life forms all around you, like a magical, mystical forest of light. And you communicate these are the life forces, the energy rays, the crystals, the animals, the trees, the elements, the celestials, the master teachers, the sages, the goddesses or gods that are here just for you. You are in your own, and all of these light beings have been waiting for you for so many years, so many lives, and now the moment has come to reattune your mind, your body, your emotions, your DNA back to your soul's blueprint. The soul's blueprint is only yours. You're the only one ever. As you feel these light beings moving through your field, clearing and cleansing, awakening and purifying, putting in passcodes, taking out old programs, opening your communication centers, plugging back in, relax and receive. Be here now. Enjoy as you get reconnected, rewired to remember and reveal who you are here to be and all that you need to be it now. Enjoy your journey until I bring you back.
Thank you.
the blue light beings from Sirius are asking your permission. They wish to give you a download directly into your inner eye. If you would like to receive this focus between your eyes, a little above your eyebrows, bridging your nose, this area here, in your heart, say, I'm ready and willing. I'm an excellent receiver. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I could feel this moving in through the pituitary and the hypothalamus, the thalamus, all through all that inner organ, like an elixir, gently flowing, bringing life forth with your unique codes in it. Reawakening this whole inner eye and moving through the crown. You feel your coronets opening, light glowing from your crown, antenna coming up bit by bit. You feel your whole crown tickling and your pineal drinking this in, shedding old walls and energies and patterns. Beginning to glow. You begin to receive new senses. Are coming online. Your 360 senses are gently awakening bit by bit, and you feel the energy emanating higher and higher and higher from your crown. You now reach the soul star. all this blue light. Expand, feel it move through your veins. Your connection to your higher selves, opening, tuning in. Static or the silence disappearing, and more energy, more codes, more symbols, more senses, more feelings are pouring into you. Receive, 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 digest, drink. Savor. I am that I am, and I am connected to my truth, my higher self, my light, and my soul's purpose in this moment. I'm ready and willing to embrace it and be it. More energy, life force, new, unique, delicious pours through you. Now it's moving, cells, awakening a new dance, a new pulse, a new light. Running through your DNA, flipping switches, pouring through the blood, nourishing, feeding. Feel stronger, calmer, more present and alive, awake, transcending, forgiving, accepting, harmony, harmony, harmony. See and feel the magnificence of who you truly are. Love, gratitude, compassion pour through you. Yes, I'm ready. I walk from this portal in my newly awakened light body, reconnected to my divine guides. Reactivating new programs. Feel your body strong, stretch, reach, smile. Yes, yes, yes. Enter your new reality. I am the creator of my reality. With every breath and step, I live my truth. I enter this new world with reverence, presence, and love. Stride forward, feeling the full power of your new light. The power of the elementals and your divine loving guides pouring through you. I am the all-seeing eye. I am divine vision. I am a light leading the world, the personal power. I am aligned with my soul purpose. Embody it, practice it, walk through your day. Send your energy out to the reality you're ready to live. Be the creator. The fire and the light are you. Feel gratitude and send it to yourself, to this moment, to this light body council and chamber, to all of the beings here at this time, and to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pour yourself back into your body. Feel your arms and your hands reach up and out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Tap your feet. Ooh. Feel the fire and the light blending in your body. Into this moment, fully present here and now. Permanently connected to this attunement, you're ever lost, you're ever pulled back under. Reach inside of yourself and pull out the light. The fire and weave self back to your power and to your connection. And so it is. Take time to integrate your new frequency and state. Relax and allow yourself to see with your newly awakened eye, to express yourself through your energy. See within and without your light, your body. Stay in your pillar of light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. for being here and spending this time with me. We give great thanks to the Syrians, to this blue light, to the Lion's Gate and the Lion Tribe of Reno. We accept this invitation to rejoin the Rainbow Tribe. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. May this circle and light be open yet unbroken. And this power of your purpose, this infinite light, and this strength of your spirit go with you everywhere, in every moment of every day. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Enjoy your day. Journal and write. Share with me on Facebook or in an email or a text if you're one of my clients, or go into our Bliss Life Global group on Facebook. And I would love to know what you experienced, what you felt. And I'm going to go lay down myself and continue to move. There's a lot of energies coming out of my heart and they want to express through my throat now. Remember, your throat's a communication center, not just for speaking out loud. I send you all a love power program and hugs and kisses. Namaste.